that aside for certain things like watermelons and corn or something like. He didn't bother. You know, he didn't pull from it. And, I don't remember just saying like he just grew grass, you know, for the purpose of maybe growing grass. Now there were certain parts of land, you know, he used to graze the cows on, turn the, you know, the cattle in on, just let them graze out in there. But he wouldn't take a picture about where the grass is.
Okay. Kind of land that it's often got water sitting in it.
Swampland.
And, now when you talk about a swamp, you're talking about usually has trees in it.
Sometimes, depends upon, at the particular time, it could be has dual meanings to a person. Maybe if it was raised up around areas like that. Swamp land to me could be any land that was kind of like had a lot of water, maybe salt, maybe dangerous to go treading through, like you would do some land. Then swamp land could be some land off from the main road with a lot of water, trees and all too. We had two trees, what we call swampy type areas around where we lived that we didn't get into. And some of it had trees, some of it didn't. The water part and the softness,
that's
what usually can be considered as made it a swamp. And I've seen places that were maybe similar to the Okefenokee since then, you know, and a lot of trees, vines, and every other kind of thing. But then, when I was growing up, swampy land was more the water was the most of the giveaway.
What about different kinds of roads? Let me see. This out here, what do you call what's the covering on this kind of road here? What do you call it, a covering? What do you call it?
Yeah, well, that's a covering.
What's it made out of? That's what I
think. Well, it's asphalt.
Okay.
That's asphalt out there.
No.
But you talking about people talking concerned like paving the road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what people, when I was a boy, they used to say, oh, they're going to come around and pave this road. And that would be when they put the tar and gravel and grit in it and mash it down and all that. That's what it's called, paved road.
Mm-hmm. You want some of that too? Let me see. If you were going along the road and a dog jumped out at you, what would you say you picked up? If you picked up something to throw at him, what would you say you picked up?
A rock.
Okay.
But I would never do that.
What would you do?
Well, for me, I have a soft spot in my heart for dogs. I was taught how to walk by a dog.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I would never do anything to injure a dog. I would never stand by and see anyone else do anything to injure a dog. Unless that particular dog was a type dog that I felt was just a pest, or just a menace to the neighborhood where he needed to be done something to, then I probably could stand by and watch it. But boys like going along the road and someone's dog jumped out at me or something, I would consider that to be a good dog.
Mm-hmm.
Because dogs, generally, that's what they're for.
Yeah.
And I was raised that way. You raise a good dog and that dog would protect you. Matter of fact, that's the only brother that I had.